Will small, simple possession, small amounts of any drug eventually be decriminalized? We're not just talking about marijuana, any drug, hard drugs, simple possession. Well, in Vancouver, where the opioid crisis continues to ravage, and we talk a lot about the COVID pandemic, but the opioid deaths, I always say, every time they give a COVID death, they should give the other mortality figures on drug overdoses and suicides, because it's a big deal. It's ravaging this country. And so Kennedy Stewart, the mayor of Vancouver, has said, you know what? I think we should decriminalize simple possession of every single drug. Now, the federal government would have to get involved, but he joins us right now. Mayor Kennedy Stewart, great to have you back on the program.
Hi, Evan. How are you?
I'm good. The context is important here. Tell us why you want simple possession, what that means, of illicit drugs to be decriminalized.
Yeah, just to zoom out, I mean, we had a provincial health emergency declared here in 2016. Since that time, we have had over 1,500 people die just in our city of Vancouver. This year alone, 328 folks have died of overdoses due to our poison drug supply. That's one a day, and so I know I'll get a report today that say somebody has died. I'll get one tomorrow, and day after day after day. And this is just a terrible tragedy, because often in our minds, you know, you think about folks in, say, the downtown east side of Vancouver that are, you know, kind of had a hard time, down on their luck. And those deaths are just as tragic, but this is spreading through our entire community now. So the casual user on the weekend, a construction worker with a bad back that can't get a prescription drug, these folks are dying. And it's because our drug supply is laced with fentanyl. 99% of our drugs have fentanyl. And so we're trying to do everything we can here. We've started with safe supply through cooperation with the federal and provincial government. So that's kind of slow rolling out. But now this is the next tool we need, which is the decriminalization, which will, in the end, this is what's happening, right? People are injecting or using drugs alone. They overdose and then they die. And the reason they're using alone is because there's this stigma attached. There is that folks are ashamed to talk to their families. They're ashamed to talk to their doctors if they develop addiction, or they're casual users. And we need them to move into the health system. We need them to get a prescription substitute for their drugs so they can be safe. We need them to be able to talk to therapists, get into counseling and help. And because it's essentially illegal to have these substances, that's creating a huge barrier. So decriminalization for small amounts of drugs would go a long way to help us reduce the drug deaths.
Okay, so what is simple possession? How, like, let's say I have an opioid that I'm not allowed, or heroin, or whatever the drug of choice is.
Yeah.
What is simple possession?
Yeah, it'll be different for different drugs. So that's why, first I have to get my counsel to endorse this, which I'm feeling pretty strongly that I can get that done. Then I can directly talk with the federal health minister about using the boundaries of Vancouver, the city of Vancouver, as a zone which is decriminalized. And then we can start to do what we did, say, with safe consumption sites, with supervised consumption sites, is to bring in the doctors and the scientists and to make sure we're monitoring the impacts of this. And that is done in conjunction with the police. Now, our police chief, Adam Palmer, has been a national leader on this issue, both safe supply and decriminalization.
So your police chief supports decriminalization.
And also the national, he chaired the National Police Chiefs Association, and they also have signed off on this.
Right.
So,
Premier Horgan seems to support it.
That's right. He wrote a letter to the Prime Minister about this. So we're ready to go here. We've got everything lined up, and we have the greatest need. But this is coming to other cities. It is starting to spread across the country, this kind of opioid-laced drugs. And with the closure of U.S. border, the drug supply has dramatically changed. And so people are just using drugs that they have no idea what's in it, and usually it's fentanyl. And that is that's deadly.
So, I mean, some folks will say, uh-oh, if you're decriminalizing simple possession, and again, I know the amounts has to be determined, you don't want it to be enough that again, you're giving license. This is this thing to dealers to be on the corner just selling this stuff to people because it's fine. So how do you find that? How do you strike that balance?
Well, we've had kind of an experiment going on here in Vancouver for quite some time. So we have not been really arresting people for small amounts, and that's an informal policy. So we had something like six drug possession charges last year in the city. So, you know, this isn't a huge step for our police force. However, the official decriminalization would, again, reduce the stigma. So we've also looked at other places like Portugal, for example, where they've done this, I think, since 2001. And what they...
Did I lose you? I don't think I've got Kennedy Stewart. We lost Kennedy Stewart there, the mayor of Vancouver. It's a fascinating topic, though. Sorry about that, Mayor. We'll try to fix that. But the Vancouver Police Department, as he says, supports this. The Premier supports this. They need the federal government to change the criminal code to do this. And that would be an exemption from the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. That's what you need. So what they want is an exemption in the Vancouver zone from the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act, which that exemption had been used before, as he said, for the supervised injection. Just two things on this. I know people say, oh my gosh, we're decriminalizing hard drugs now. The opioid crisis is massive. Talk to any frontline police officer. They don't want to arrest a drug addict. You know what they're doing? They're seeing people, they're pulling bodies off the street every day. And this is a smart idea in a controlled way. And we got to see the data on it before we just decide to say, oh, this is a crazy idea. But I'm going to ask you, 1-855-633-1010, do you think we should decriminalize simple possession of drugs in Canada? The mayor of Vancouver, Kennedy Stewart, is here. And he's good enough to stay for calls. Do you think we lost him earlier, but he's good enough to stay? This is why everyone loves BC. Mayor, thanks for staying. 1-855-633-1010 or 71010. Lots of people are split on this, Mayor, and I know you're going to take calls. People are like, decriminalization will save billions. Please don't decriminalize. Let me take a call, and Mayor, if you would, just answer some folks. Steven's on the line, and he says, don't decriminalize. You're on the line with the mayor of Vancouver, Kennedy Stewart, sir.
Hello?
Steven, you're on the line with the mayor. What do you have to say?
Yeah, I would like to know, how does making a drug decriminalized or legal reduce the demand for the drug?
Thanks
and
for the
isn't it the fentanyl? How does it get rid of the fentanyl?
Okay, yeah. fair questions. Mayor?
It is. Well, first of all, there's a big difference between decriminalizing and legalizing. So, you know, marijuana is legalized, so you can open a store and sell it as long as you're licensed. But decriminalizing is not legalization. It just means that if you're caught with an illegal substance, that you're not charged and you don't get a criminal record. So what that does is it doesn't it actually removes the stigma for folks that are using drugs. And so I know this is a hard thing to digest in some cases, but really, if you look at it, people don't kind of have a normal day and walk along the street and say, hey, I think I'm just going to try heroin and see how that goes. What usually happens is some people have a long-term injury, pain that they can't regulate, or they have some kind of, they have mental health issues or trauma, say survivals of residential schools. And what happens is it leads to a spiral down in behavior and a use of drugs. So it's always going to be there. Just like the use of alcohol is. The thing is, it's when people use alone and their drugs are contaminated with fentanyl, they overdose and die. And so removing the stigma, it's not a silver bullet at all for ending it, but is an important tool in the box to get people into treatment and into medical service.
Okay, that's the mayor, Kennedy Stewart. Thanks for the call, Stephen. Do you think we should decriminalize simple possession of illicit drugs in Canada? It's something Vancouver would like to do. Again, they would need an exemption from the Controlled Substances Act for a specific area, the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act, and we'll find out. Again, police chiefs support this. The premier in BC supports this, and it's very split. We got another call here, Mayor. We got tons of calls here. Let's bring on someone who's who's a recovering or a recovered addict. Adam, thanks for calling in, Adam. What's your take on this?
Hey, Evan. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. You're on with the mayor.
I fully concur with the mayor. 100% should decriminalize, and I'll tell you why. I had two prior criminal charges when I was younger, and it took me years to acquire a pardon. And in the time, years later, I became a drug addict, cocaine and crystal meth. And if I were to ever get charged for my personal possession, and I got brought back into the court system and got charged with that possession, that would have ruined me. Even though I was a self-recovered addict, spending all that money, going through the courts, lawyers and fees, and getting another criminal charge waiting for another pardon, but what would I do with myself? What kind of, I'd never get a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. No, listen, the thing about addiction, when it's combined with this, the criminalizing of these drugs, is that someone exactly like you, Adam, it's you can never escape it. You're in the grip of it. I appreciate the call.
I'm trying to better myself.
Adam, what are you back in the workforce today?
Oh, I've been working. I self-recovered back in 2016, and I was working, and I'm great now. I'm fine. What did it for me is I just looked in the mirror one day. I was 15 years older. I lost all my friends and family, and I was like, I had enough, so I just fixed myself.
Yeah, and I think that's congratulations. That's a tremendous accomplishment, and it's a great lesson for other folks. And this is part of the stigma. So, you know, your listeners have just heard somebody that has gone through this whole terrible process and come out the other side, and that's what this is all about. These are our neighbors, our friends, our family members. These are the folks that we're talking about. And when you talk to the families that have that are dealing with somebody living with addiction or have lost a family member, it just brings it home that we just have to drop our preconceptions and get on with some changes. Because like I said, today somebody's going to die in Vancouver of an overdose, and tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and it's just going to keep going until we do some new things.
Adam, I appreciate the call, and congrats on that. The mayor of Vancouver, you know, we broadcast in Vancouver, Victoria, Kelowna, and in BC, and across this great country of ours. We got the mayor of Vancouver who wants to decriminalize simple possession of illicit drugs. Winston has a different view. Winston, thanks for calling in. You're on the line with Mayor Stewart.
Yeah, I think it's a big mistake, okay? I'm sorry. I have medication for my lower back. I take it as prescribed. It helps me normalize my daily functions and allows me to work a full week every week, okay? So that's proper use of the medication. But people that abuse it, okay, they're not normal people. They're part of the permanent underclass of drug addicts. And doing this, decriminalizing it, only encourages that permanent underclass to get larger and more problematic and more costly to society. That's pretty much it.
Okay, well, listen, first of all, I appreciate the call. I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't buy your language, Winston. They're not, quote, normal people. They're people. I'm going to pass it over to the mayor, but I think when we're talking about people who are suffering from addictions, be very careful of stigmatizing them by saying, quote, they're not, quote, normal people. They are. They're regular folks like you and I, and they've succumbed to an addiction. But go ahead, Kennedy Stewart.
Yeah, so I'm glad that, that you're getting treatment for your pain, but you can imagine if that was removed, whether your financial ability to pay or, say, your doctor stopped prescribing. And that's what often happens. There's a lot of folks that are dying of overdoses from the construction or resource sectors, who deal with permanent full-time pain, and what happens is they can't get the prescriptions they need to regulate it. And so that's what often forces them into the illicit drug market. They're dealing, and the dealers, they have a full-time dealer that they would know, but sometimes that changes. They get fentanyl, they're dead. I mean, I have a friend who owns a construction company. His best carpenter just died on a weekend, tragically, because of this. Normal guy, dead. You know, and that's the shocking thing that's happening here in Vancouver, but it's starting to spread to resource towns all over British Columbia, and now, of course, into Alberta with the oil sands, and it is spreading west east at an alarming rate.
So hey, listen,
this is problematic.
My wife and I spent a couple hours with our friends, the parents of one of the kids I coached in hockey, who tragically passed away from an opiate overdose.
Wow.
It's everywhere. And we think about them every day. And and it happens to too many people. Kenny Stewart, Mayor, first of all, I think you're going to join me this Sunday on CTV Question Period. This is a really important discussion. And again, I just want to stress, I appreciate how much patience and that you have taken these calls. And this is a very difficult and it's an important issue. But, you know, we talk a lot about COVID. But under the COVID of darkness, the opioid crisis is raging, and we can't forget about it. So, Mayor, I appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem, and thanks for taking a variety of callers, because the only way we're going to get through this is to talk about it, and all of you should be considered. So thanks to all your callers for calling in today.
I appreciate that, Mayor. Okay, so that's the Mayor of Vancouver.